WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.
This is WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you how amazing classical music is. You probably listen to classical music all the time. It's everywhere. In your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies, video games, and so much more. During this show, you will enjoy lots and lots of wonderful classical music. Now, let's join our hosts as they get ready to take you on a musical journey into the world of classical music. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Good day to you, Trevor.
Hello, Jamie. I'm so excited to be back with you again this week to bring quality classical music to our listeners and their children at home. I brought something very special for our listeners that I'm sure they will find quite enjoyable.
Well, before we get started, Trevor, we should thank our sponsors.
Of course. Everything that we do here is made possible with the generous support of the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Carter Family Charitable Trust, and other generous people just like you. Thanks.
Okay, let's get started. What do you got? What do you got? What do you got?
Let's take deep breaths, Jamie. Today, I brought an opera that's very special to me. And it's special to me because it's the very first opera I'd seen performed mostly with a cast of children. I was fascinated by how quickly I was drawn in by kids singing this art form that I'd been making a living doing all along.
Wow, that seems like a really cool experience. I've never seen one perform with a cast of kids myself. So, this opera you brought today, what is it about?
Okay, so The Little Sweep is about a group of children with the help of a kind nursery maid who worked to free a young chimney sweep apprentice from his cruel master.
Oh yeah, this sounds like a good one.
Well, let's just dive right in. This is Benjamin Britten's The Little Sweep.
Thank you. Get gone! Mr. Sweep, for mercy's sake, don't send that little white boy up the chimney. He's weeping for fear.
Fear? Lord bless you, them's tears of gratitude. He's aching for it, isn't you, Sam?
Now, little white boy, shiver with fright, boy,
scared in the night, boy.
Pull them gently and
fox terrier.
Real old blunderbuss, ain't she?
What's this? Window open?
Scotty, Traxel, Palmer, Sheet, Soda, Palmer, Window, Seat. Scotty, Rope and Scotty, Noose.
After him! After him! Young man is lost.
To know.
He's a secret.
But what are you going to do with him?
Feed him! The poor boy's hungry!
You see, Rowan, we can't possibly hand him over to those horrible sweeps, can we?
No!
We can't possibly tell Mama, because she's away. And we can't possibly tell Miss Baggot.
Because she'd turn him out of the house.
So you are the only grown-up we can tell.
That's all very well for you, Miss Juliet, and for Master Gay and Miss Sophie, I dare say. But you must remember that your cousins and I are only visitors.
Never mind about cousins and visitors. This is our latest visitor. And when you have a visitor who is cold and hungry and covered with soot from top to toe, what do you do with him?
Bath him!
Of course you do.
But what about Miss Baggot?
Oh, bother Miss Baggot. You need not worry for a little. I saw her crossing the courtyard in her clogs.
Hooray! She's following the sweeps.
That gives us an hour to play with.
I'm sure I don't know if you're doing right, Miss Juliet.
Look at him. Does he need a bath or doesn't he?
Yes!
Would you like to have a bath, Sammy?
Yes, please, miss.
Then will you go and fill the buckets, Rowan?
There's warm water on the hob.
We'll fetch the bath from the attic.
I'll get some clothes from Johnny's box.
I'll carry water.
I'll light the fire.
I'll fetch soap and towels. Is that all clear?
Yes.
Then you stay in your cupboard, Sammy, and in 5 minutes we'll all be back for the grand transformation scene.
Come on!
Thank you. an idea.
What is it?
Rowan, when will you be packing our trunks?
Tonight, when you are in bed.
Will you leave an empty space in the top of mine?
Oh, I see. Put Sammy in the trunk.
And take him home with you.
Oh, yes!
Hooray! But he'll stifle in a trunk.
No, he won't.
You can let him out as soon as you are clear of the house.
I can't think what your father and mother will say to him.
They'll help us. I'm positive they will.
And where will you keep him for tonight?
In the cupboard. It's the only place.
Quidditch is coming!
Who's coming?
Miss Faggot!
Where? Through the garden gate! Hurry!
Hi, Sammy! Tidy the room!
Of soot all around the car.
Sammy?
Ham and eggs.
Out you get.
And stretch your legs.
Only 20 minutes more till the coach is at the door.
Hungry, Sammy?
Oh, yes, miss.
Eat away then, while I unstrap this trunk.
Easy does it.
Them stairs catch me slapping my lumbago.
Come along, my men. Gently, Mart. Gently with the bearing rein. How's that strong right arm of yours, Alfred, lad?
It's the small of the back that does me, Tom. The spirit's willing, but the small of the back says, careful, Alfred, careful.
Shall we take a dab at that little old trunk?
Oh, no hurry, Tom. Whenever you're certain of your breath and such like.
Now, let's understand each other, Alfred, boy. When I says free, we lift, if you take me meaning. One, two, three, and up she'll come like the morning lark.
Hello?
Lady Alfred.
Up she goes.
Gently does it.
Mind you are told.
Gently does it.
Mind you are told.
One and two and...
Wait for me!
Sorry, Alfred. One, two, three.
Leave it out and off you go.
One, three and leave.
No regretted
thing. Hurry it below.
What's inside it?
Full of books.
Twice as heavy as it.
Come along, we'll carry it below.
What a stupid fuss to make about a trunk. For goodness sake.
Seems like screwed down to the slope of
stone. Where's my glass?
Or sand?
But twice as much. One little box packed with shoes and shirts and socks.
Can't be done, Mrs.
Much too heavy.
Nonsense! I packed it myself.
Then you'll have to unpack it.
I know nothing of the sort.
Then here she stays.
The impertinence!
Neither that their box is unpacked, or we leave her where she lies.
Oh, no.
Oh yes.
Oh, no.
Oh yes.
Mr. Tom, we'll help you to lift the box.
Yes, please let us help.
Well, that's a fair offer, miss, and kindly meant. What's your view, Alfred?
Very kind indeed.
Good! Everyone help lift!
Everyone help lift!
Thank you.
Well, Jamie, what do you think?
Wow, I'm definitely going to check out more opera with children in main roles. What a great experience.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, and I hope that all of you at home enjoyed it too. Thank you again to our sponsors, EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Carter Family Charitable Trust, and generous supporters just like you. Thanks.
That's all for today, folks. See you next time, Trevor.
Until next time.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll hear next time. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Gotta go. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you next time.
WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.